Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, and once again, welcome to this component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is your half-hour inspirational program. We've got a great show planned for you tonight, and I'm so grateful that you all tuned in. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes. Thank you once again for joining us on this evening's program. We invite the presence of the Holy Father into our program this evening. Father, we thank you. And we invite you into this segment of our program. Be with us. Bless the people who are listening according to your word. These and other blessings we thank you and we praise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All right, we're going to get right into the study of God's word tonight. And this is actually part two of what we did on last week, where we went in and we talked about a series. We began with talking about a series of the Ten Commandments, the series, and we're going to do a number of broadcasts throughout the next several weeks that target individuals that will be listening in to get some understanding of God's holy word. Relative to the keeping of the commandments. But right now we're going to bring you part two of what we talked about on last week, and that is dealing with the situation of how we can, you know, recognize our blessings. And sometimes there's a hurdle that comes, and we get like a fork in the road, and we don't tend to recognize that. So what happens is we find ourselves in a situation that we can't seem to get to that next level. And sometimes it requires us to just take a step back. Take a step back and think for a moment and say, you know what, God, I need your help on this. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Ten Commandments, we're told, is when you break one of the commandments, it's a violation of God's law. This is a violation of the rules that God has put here for our benefit to live by. And so oftentimes you say, well, God, you know, and he forgives you. But then we go out and sometimes we do the same thing over and over. Well, he gave all of us free will. And just as sure as we go out and we commit something, we do something, there's going to be a consequence. Just like in my view, I believe the tree of good and evil, or the tree of knowledge, as some call it, was a test for Adam and Eve. And it was a test of obedience. And so is the Ten Commandments, a test of obedience. The day that God told them in his word, we talk about the Ten Commandments here, the day that God told them, the day that you touch this tree, you shall surely die. He told them there were a number of trees in the garden, but there is one that you do not touch. You don't even bother that, and you dare not eat from it. And sure enough, you know the story of Adam and Eve, and they wandered off, and they did that very thing that God told them not to do. And the rest is history. Thus brings us where we are today. But God, even in his love for us, He provided, He protected for us in order that we can sustain our survival even to this day. Now, you may run into, I mentioned forks in the road. There are times when people run across situations where they just can't seem to get it right. They can't get it right. And this week I told you that I would, well, last week I shared with you that I would tell you a story about a quarterback that had a problem playing football. This was not, of course, professional football, but you could look at it almost as semi-pro football. But in this case, it was really at the park and a little, a much greater upgrade than what they call sandlot football. It was an adult league, and with that, these were professional men, a number of them, that actually played the game. And so what happened was these men that were well over the age of 35 played this game, and it was a league that was supported by men of age. Now, one of the important things was men, like little boys, they love games. And so they needed to find something that could that they could put their energy into that was filled with their particular passion. So that's what they did. They found this park, and a number of men signed up, I would say well over. The league probably had ten teams. And each team consisted of about, if I'm not mistaken, anywhere from 15 to 20 players. Just for the sake of arithmetic, we're going to say 15 players. Now, you're talking about 10 teams. That's well over 150 men over the age of 35 playing a sport that they love. Now, as we talk about the Ten Commandments, let's just say you are one of these people who have difficulty struggling with, let's say it's adultery, dealing with people who are not your spouse, someone, maybe somebody else's spouse, and you're running into problems or situations with that, then there's going to always be a consequence. Now, the concern becomes also, do you want this consequence to fall upon your children's life? I don't think anybody wants that, because God tells us in the Bible that sin can generate, it can become generational. You know, a curse can become a generational curse. It can fall onto the children of parents and the children's children. And so that's the one thing you don't know if it's happening. And that's the thing that can certainly be devastating, because I don't know any parent in their right mind who claims to love their children will want the wrath of God as a consequence of your own actions to fall upon their children. I don't know any parent in their right mind who claims to love their children would want or subscribe to something like that. So the question becomes, are you serving God out of fear? Are you serving Him out of fear to avoid these things? I believe that it's a matter of how you perceive things. Now, there's going to be a consequence. You don't sit and drink something that you know that can instantly take you out of this planet. I would hope that you wouldn't do that. You'd have better sense, especially when you know that there's a warning that comes with it. And hopefully prayerfully, if you're going through a depressed period, you're finding someone to pick up the phone before you do something crazy or drastic, and you're talking to them. You talk to them. You know, you let them know, hey, I'm hurting, I need someone. So those are the things that you do. In God's situation with His Ten Commandments, it doesn't appear that there's going to be an immediate consequence, but there will be a prolonged or at the end. There will be a consequence that takes place. Like Adam and Eve, when they went into the Garden of Eden, and they were created in the Garden of Eden or placed in the Garden of Eden, and when they took this fruit, whatever the fruit was, many believe it may have been an apple, but I don't think the Bible specifies what the fruit was, then immediately things began to change with them. And the reason they saw an immediate change was because they realized that they were naked. Prior to that, their eyes were sort of blinded to being oblivious, to being naked. They were able to be in the garden with God, communicate directly with him. At least Adam was, I know, I'm told. And, you know, things began to change. Things began to change. And so God provided for them, and they hid themselves from him. And the voice of God was heard in the garden, and he called out to Adam, "Where art thou?" And Adam came out and confessed to him and said, "I was hiding from you. Why were you hiding?" But he already knew what had happened. He already knew. He was still trying to see how much truth Adam was willing to share with him about what he and Eve had done. And then Adam immediately began to blame. And, you know, we're doing the same things today. You know, as we violate God's commandments, you know, we talk about the series of his commandments. As we violate them, we don't realize what we're doing to ourselves. And we still point the finger. We play the blame game. We don't realize it. But all of this, in my opinion, stems from violating God's commandment. We have free will. Free will. God's, we turn around, we ask for forgiveness, God forgives us. But I can assure you there's going to be a consequence. So, you know, the question that we left with last week was, how do you secure, get into a foundation of with God? Well, sometimes it requires you to go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. And that's where I'm going to give you the football story tonight. Go back to the basics of how it all began. Go back to the Word of God. Get into his Word. Ask, and before you get into his Word, ask him for spiritual guidance, spiritual direction, spiritual truth, and search for God like there's no end. Search for him like there's no end. And he says, when you seek me, ye shall find me. And so the Bible is a good place to start, to go back to the basics. And I believe that it's just like sometimes with teachers, perhaps in school, obviously hasn't been paying attention. And the grades are down. The grades are down. And the teacher's trying everything within her or his or her power to get these children back on the test. Let's call him David, for example. The teacher's trying to get David back on task. And let's say she's a science teacher. And she's trying to get David back on task, wanting him to learn about the photosynthesis, you know, the plant, the sunlight, and how it causes things with that leaf to change and so forth. And he's not even trying to pay attention. So his grades are starting to drop. All of a sudden, now the teacher says, you know what, you have an F. You have five Fs. And we've been covering the photosynthesis for at least 3 weeks now, and you still aren't even trying. And so now she sets up a parent conference for him. The teacher is still trying to get this child some help. God does the same thing for us. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us, as if that wasn't enough. And you know what? We still go and do some of the same things, commit the same sins, violate his law, and crucify him all over again, like from the very beginning. From the very beginning. And then we ask for forgiveness. And God in his love forgives us. But guess what? There's going to come a time when your probationary period runs out. And that's it. Because in his word he tells us, he that is just, remain just. And he that is filthy, remain filthy. He that is righteous, remain righteous. And I'm telling you, when God speaks those words, that's it. There is no turning back saying, you know, you become sealed. And then there's no turning back because now you're looking at saying, well, God, I want to repent. Well, look at the story of Noah. Look at the story of Noah, the man who preached for all those years about a flood coming. And finally, it was more than 40 years that he preached, and only 8 people were saved. But then when the rains began to fall, Noah had built his ark. An ark large enough that with capacity of the people. But God built, God gave him instructions on how to build his ark, and he built it. And now the rains begin to come. And then they came and they continued to come, the flood. And then the people started seeing and say, well, oh, wait a minute, this rain is not letting up. But now the angels of God had sealed the doors up until perhaps the 11th hour, and this is figuratively speaking. You know, they had sealed the doors. And see, when God closes the door, no man can open it. Not even Noah could open that door to let the people in, because they had all those years to make their decision, and not one made that decision. There was only maybe one or two or three that made that decision, and those were the wives of Noah's sons. Eight people were saved, and Noah was even taking animals into the ark, two by two, male and female. And see, so I encourage you all tonight who are listening. You want to get into God's word. You want to get your life on track. What you want to do is you get into his word, seek him like he can be found. Let that be your goal. I'm not asking you to become a fanatic. I'm just asking you to turn back to the basics, getting into God's word, finding out who God is and what's your purpose in life. And what your purpose in life meaning, what does he want for you to do? Now, let me share you a story about the football player. Quarterback. A particular quarterback had a record of winning nine games. But then this quarterback knew that if he was going to beat this team that was the best team that had been out there for years, even before the quarterback became a part of it, long before that quarterback became a part of the recreational facility of the park, before he even joined the league, that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This team had been winning for more than 10 years. Of course, they've been upgrading players, and some of them may have gotten too old. But everybody, the talk of the whole park, the talk of the entire park was, if you are going to have a chance at winning the championship, you had to beat this team. They were the best. Let's call that team the Waves. Let's just call them, for the sake of not knowing, let's just call them the Waves. I know who they are, but let's just call them the Waves. We don't want to infringe on anybody's rights out there. Now, that was the team that had the greatest record. But let's call this other team the Blues. This team that particular quarterback who I'm talking about tonight, let's call them the Blues. So you got the Blues. Down the road, they got to play the Waves. And then everybody saw that now the Blues, unlike anybody else, was starting to be a team to be reckoned with. And this was this quarterback's first year with the Blues. And someone sought this quarterback out. They sought this quarterback out particularly because they needed a quarterback that could compete. They feel they had everybody else on the team, but they didn't have the right quarterback. They needed a quarterback, and they were looking at long term. And see, this is what God has for us. God is looking at your life long term, not just today. But he's looking at your life long-term, down the road, and for an eternity. That's what he hopes for you. That is really what he wants for you. And so now, as the Blues found the quarterback, and they felt that they had gotten their man, the teams played, these two teams, both of them were undefeated. Well, now, the Blues had to play the Rays. They had to play the Waves. Now, that particular game where the Blues played the Waves, that quarterback for the Blues had his worst game throughout for the entire season. He threw five interceptions in that game. And he blamed himself. He cost himself the game. But he was the best they had. But the quarterback himself decided, you know what? I'm messing up tonight. I'm messing up. And he took himself out of the game and told the coach, listen, I'm not your man tonight. I've caused this, I have 5 interceptions in one game. That's never happened. This is what that quarterback said. Took himself out. And then they sent in a second-string quarterback that did not do any better. He didn't really have the arm to throw. But what he did was they called a lot of running plays for the running backs, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, the team lost. But that quarterback, as he stayed on the sideline, the one that took himself out with the Blues, he took himself out and he began to study the mythology of the other team. Took himself out and started watching every play from offense to defense, every move they made, and why perhaps they were making it. And they had previously made a mockery out of him because they forced him out of the game. He couldn't figure it out. But he said, I got to go back to basics. I got to go back to basics. So basics began with that quarterback taking himself out of the game to study film. But it was live film because he studied them on the sideline. And so that quarterback knew he had one more chance because both teams were undefeated. And even though they were losing that night, they had to meet each other because they had the best records. And that was the playoffs. But with this playoffs, those two teams, they had to go into the finals. They had to go into the finals. And those two teams were destined to meet in the finals. And sure enough, that quarterback said, you know what? I'm going to study this team by going back to those basics. And you see, that's what I'm telling you all tonight. You want to get your life on track, you got to go back to the basics. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And you know what? You're not going to get it right until you figure that out. I don't care how much money you've got. I don't care how good looking you are. I don't care who you think you are, your title. But until you want that peace that surpasses all understanding, you want to go back to the basics to find out who God is and what is his purpose for your life. That's when you will find your true passion. I'm telling you. And you know what? We're not created to be people of an island, meaning no man is an island. It's here to reach out, to be our brother's keeper. So going back to the story just for a moment, that quarterback, as he studied, going back to the basics, he made a mental picture and later took notes that evening. And he knew he had to be, that they were going to meet again in the championship. Well, anyway, before we run out of time here, I got about 6 minutes. What that quarterback decided to do as he made his notes that night, that quarterback went into training unlike he'd ever gone into, and he had 3 weeks to prepare to meet that team again. That quarterback trained day in and day out for countless hours, down to where he wanted things down to precision of throwing with accuracy, and having himself in shape for the next meeting because he knew they tore him down that last when he played them. So for 3 weeks, so finally came time. They played another game in the finals, which the other team played also, and they beat. Both teams beat their teams to get to the championship. So now it came the day of the championship. Then it came down to the hour of the championship. And that coach gave them a motivational speech. And the quarterback went into his mode of sharing with them his own speech. And then he went into a private area under a tree, and he spoke to God and asked God for all of the trainings, all of the basics that he had gone back to, just to lead him into the right direction, help him to make the right decisions, help him to throw with accuracy and precision, everything that he had trained on. And you see, that's the same way with the Word of God. When you have trained within yourself with the Word of God, seeking him to no end, then you can go to him and you can ask him with confidence God, give me your guidance. God, give me your direction. God, give me your you know, tell me what it is you want me to do. God, well, you will hear the voice of God because you've been in communication with him through his study of his word. Back to the basics. And I'm telling you, that quarterback was sharper that night than he had ever been because he had studied them when he went back to the basics, thinking himself out, watching them that whole time. And now, as he's in that game, that quarterback was untouchable. And then they figured in order to get him out of there, they had to hurt him. But that quarterback had trained, and he had seen how they had messed with him before. Going back to basics means everything, because now he had the eye of an eagle, sharp as a serpent, sharp as an eagle's eye. And now he could throw with accuracy and precision to his receivers. Then it came down to the final 7 seconds of the game. The final 7 seconds. The Blues, which is the team that this quarterback played for, they were down by 6 points. They were down by 6 points, which was one touchdown for them. But it was they had made the extra point. The other team had missed the extra point. So these Blues were down by 6 points. And so the quarterback knew that we were down to the last 7 seconds. So as he went up, called timeout, he went in with a final play. But then what this quarterback did, he saw a mixed match with the receiver covering, with the defender covering his receiver on the left side, that left receiver. That quarterback had trained with his guys, had taken them back to basics, and he called an audible at the line of scrimmage, an audible. He saw his receiver, who stood at 6'3", being covered by a guy that was about 5'10", about 5'10". And that quarterback knew that if he was going to win that game, that audible had to get them not only over the goal, but they were on like the 40-yard line. They're 40. They were on like their own 40. And so he knew that he had to get them over. So he called that audible. He called that audible, which was a zigzag play that would put the receiver one-on-one with the defender. You see, and when God has you out there and you trained to your basics, you know what? Then it's not you that's standing up against the enemy. It's God himself is standing up against the enemy. You see, you're only the tool. Player did, the quarterback did. He called a zigzag audible for him. And then he went back last 7 seconds. He scrambled. They put a blitz on him, sending 3 and 4 guys in at one time. And then he threw in the spot where the receiver was supposed to be. And lo and behold, they finally got to him, but not before he got that ball off to that receiver. And they knocked the quarterback out. And when the quarterback raised his head up from the ground, didn't even get up, all he saw was his receiver holding the ball up in the air, showing victory for a touchdown. To God be the glory. They won the game by 1 point, the Blues did. But it took going back to the basics. And I'm telling you, you're not knowing tonight where you're going in your life, what your purpose is. I say to you, go back to the basics. That quarterback went back to the basics, and he gave the victory to God. To God be the glory. And you know what I want to say to you all tonight? Program has been a blessing to you. Tell somebody to tune in so that they too can be inspired. We're out of time now. I trust you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did delivering it to you through the Word of God. Join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. You choose to miss us next Tuesday, join us next Friday as we continue with the Ten Commandments series. Until then, everybody, good night. God bless. And thank you, God.